Drop that knowledge on
me. I could not make this shit up.
With Kev Nash.
Oh, I can leave.
DJ Killer Kev.
Mouse.
And Hayes Dizzle.
Uh-oh. Let me tell you, boys, you can't make that shit up.
The Inside. William Diaz, straight up.
Are you crazy?
Hottest stories from the world of hip-hop.
This is ludicrous.
It's the big boss, Rick Ross.
What up? It's your boy, Young Jeezy.
This is 50 Cent.
Sports.
Some of those dogs were the most incredible dogs I've ever seen.
And what's popping in the DYT.
I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. I'm sad that I lack the talent to make this shit up.
Here's Kev Nash, DJ Killer Kev, and A Dizzle.
You can't make this up podcast, Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
A Dizzle.
Episode
375.
Very good business. Before we get started, man, we got to give a shout out to Mark Gregory. He was on the podcast last week. Got so much positive feedback, man. So I want to give him some love and a special shout out.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the big homie, man. I'm super proud of that guy.
Absolutely, man. So let's just jump into it, man, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This might as well be a sports podcast this week because it was sporting this week, man.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, fellas, how was the week?
Dizzle.
A lot of work, man. I'm back on the grizzly, back working 40 hours, you know. And what I try to do, since I've had so much time off at the end of last year, I'm trying not to call off until at least April of this year. So I'm working, and I'm at that point where I'm eligible for a promotion. So I've been going on interview after interview. I done did 4 interviews. I already know I didn't get one of them, but the other 3 are kind of just in limbo right now. So hopefully I get some good news here soon, because a nigga need some more money, man. It's time. I don't know what happened, but bills is piling.
I could tell you what happened. It happened in July.
Bruh. They trying to trick me, man. I had to call them niggas. Talk to them, tell them my peace of mind, man. Because the hospital sending me bills, the physician sending me bills, and they're all sending me bills, man. And a nigga will get confused because there's so many different bills. All of them got different numbers. And I'm like, bro, why don't y'all just combine it into one bill? Why are y'all trying to play me like this? I called them niggas. They're like, yeah, that one is the old bill, but you don't got to worry about that one because that's also part of the other bill, the total bill. So I'm like, you sent me an individual bill and a total bill? Like, y'all trying to trick me here.
Right. So, they going to give you a credit if you paid it up.
Man, yeah.
In 18 months.
So, yeah, literally need to get some more money, man, because this is not how I like living. I like being able to just be frugal and swipe. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here penny pinching.
We've all been there.
Definitely.
So, yeah, that's been it, man.
How's the work going, man? I know it's been like a while since you worked a full, 40-hour week consistently. How's that going?
It's chill. You know, like riding a bike. I got right back to it. I didn't have a team for a while. They gave my team to some other managers while I was gone, but they just gave them back. So yeah, it's been real chill. No problems at all.
Dope. Kev, how was your week?
Man, listen, work is work. Stuff is stuff. The biggest thing in my world is Madden right now.
Yeah, you back. He back.
He didn't run it from the smoke, bro. I've been giving you time to practice. We still ain't went head to head.
Man,
what's the word? What's the word?
I'm trash. That's the word. I'm uber trash. I'm big trash. So, like I said before, it really dawns on me. It really dawned on me yesterday. Like, I've thrown like a million interceptions. And I'm looking at like my gamer days on PS3. Like, PS3, I was high octane offense. It's like, hey, man, we putting up 50, 60 points a game. We throwing that bitch all over the lot. We out here getting it. And the fact that I'm not able to play the way I want to play, it hurts my soul that I have to run the ball. I'm winning. When I do win a game, it's like 10 to 7. I'm like, ugh, I don't even feel the joy of winning because that's not my style of playing. So I started thinking to myself, I was like, this must what it then feel like for my uncle when he used to play Tecmo Bowl and then he got on PlayStation and I used to bludgeon him nonstop. Yeah. Like, this must be the feeling he had. Like, yo, I had a D-pad.
You can't run like
buttons.
This no more.
Yeah,
you can't get that off.
It's just totally different. It's just totally right. different. So that's what happens when you take a 10-year layoff from gaming. So what I found out, you know, when you start up Madden or whatever, like you get the passing controls or whatever. I'm like, nigga, I ain't learning no new shit. Give me the classic. That's the way I play. So I had to resort to going to YouTube to figure out. I literally typed in, why am I throwing so many interceptions on Madden? And it said, the reason you're throwing so many interceptions on Madden, you're probably playing on classic. And dude just likes to get explains like, hey, if you have a terrible quarterback and I'm playing with the Steelers majority of the time, as everybody knows, the Steelers quarterback situation is bad. It's like only way you should be playing on classic is if you got Mahomes, you got Dak or somebody like that, a very accurate quarterback. But like with the new gen system, you as the player are in control of basically everything. Obviously, you know, the line protection, the passing of the ball, but also catching the ball and how the passes land towards your receivers. So I'm like, man, I used to be able to do this on classic and control where the ball went. Don't work like that no more. It's just basically you at the mercy of Madden and your player rating when you throw the ball. So it explains why when I throw a slant, it's thrown to the fifth row. So today I'm going to dedicate at least an hour and a half to practice mode.
Yeah.
I'm going to go practice mode.
And just you and the turf, baby. Just you and the turf.
and learn the new passing controls because I can't go out like this. I refuse to go out like this. I have too much pride about myself to be playing video games like this, man. And I was talking to my brother about it. And he was like, man, how's it going? I was like, it's not. It's not going. He's like, you about to quit? I was like, no, I've already paid a year subscription to play online. I'm playing this shit.
Right.
So
that's
I'm
what I was
playing.
Just gonna ask. So you're playing online? You're not doing like you against the computer?
Yeah, I did against the computer. I started to get the hang of it. I did like 10 games versus the computer before I jumped to the online world. My online world record is like 4-15 or something like that. Like, it's bad.
Do you come home and just hop on the sticks now? How's your time management going?
Oh, no, it's good. It's good. Whenever she ain't home. You know, she run out like, hey, I got to run to Target. Bye. Right. About to run to the grocery store. Oh, I got at least 2 games. She going to the grocery store. You know, don't let her go to the mall. I'm on that bitch all day.
Right.
But no, it definitely hasn't been a daily thing. It's really been maybe on a Wednesday, definitely Saturday morning thing. If we weren't taping a pod right now, it would be on right now. You know, she gets out the bed on the weekends about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I wake up, as everybody knows, at the crack of dawn, so I'll probably be on right now. But, you know, I might get a game or two again today.
I know you love the Steelers, but your record ain't gonna get no better if you keep playing with the Steelers.
Come on over to the Joe Burrow side.
I don't fold. And that's the other thing. Not to complain. Well, yeah, I am complaining. Like, so I played this dude yesterday, and it's actually a game I won yesterday. So he rolls out here with the Jets. And I'm like, ooh, easy pickings. He got Zach Wilson. This dude rolls out there with Aaron Rodgers. I'm like, wait, he's hurt. Not only is he hurt, he's out for the year. He should not be playing. Like, if this is updated rosters, why is he on the field? I was just like, you know what? You MFs. Wow. You MFs is wildly, man. And
you better
I
find
never,
another team.
And that's the crazy part about it. So the majority of people I've played, I've never seen so many Miami Dolphins fans or San Francisco 49ers fans. Like, majority of my games are versus the 49ers and the Dolphins, and Tariq Hill, holy moly, donut shop. That dude is legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except in the cold.
Oh, we definitely gonna get that. For sure, for sure. Dizzle, who you be playing with?
Ravens. Really the Ravens.
Black quarterback.
Black quarterback option game is crazy.
See. You
dual threat, like I'm throwing, dropping back for the pass, take off running with the nigga.
Super Negro, as we used to call them, right, type of quarterbacks back in the day. Okay, okay.
Sound give, like
me another, give me another week. Give me another week.
Nice. Killer, how was your week?
Man, it wasn't bad. You know, stepping into this ownership, I'm learning that opening and closing is going to be my life sometimes. And, you know, I had to let somebody go this week. So, you know, that's never easy. But edibles going well, getting ready for the holidays, getting ready to put together the master plan for Valentine's Day. And booked a few gigs. I booked a wedding in the summertime for this year. And had an inquiry for a backyard party for grandma. So a couple gigs rolling in this year. But all in all, good week. My oldest trying to take her permit test today online. So, yeah, she ready to get to the whip. So
have y'all already been on the road with her?
Yeah, we've been probably, I would say, 6 months into it, maybe 9 months. Hitting the church parking lot a few times a week and then letting her get a little taste of 35 miles an hour, but that's about it. Ooh. Yes, sir.
Okay, so rewinding to a very, 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 very long time ago when I learned how to drive, my mom tried to teach me how to drive. That didn't go so well. So she had to get my brother to teach me how to drive. Who's the person in charge of teaching her how to drive, you or the wife?
Me.
Oh.
Let me show y'all something. She's going to be mad at me, but I'm going to show y'all.
You got footage?
No, I just got – this is my wife's parking sometime. I pulled up at her job the other day like, yo, you got to do better. You got to do better. So I'm in charge of the driving lessons.
In the car, do y'all have like the backup camera, the beeps? Like that's a real game changer.
Yeah, we do have the backup camera and all that, but what I was doing prior to wintertime is there's a big church parking lot not too far from here, so it was able to let my oldest, you know, drive straight, turn right, park in a parking spot, don't hit that car beside you, you know, type of thing. Well, it was just a huge blank parking lot, but I would get out the car and actually like let her drive and not be in there like slow down, brake, stop, turn, let, you know, so. Just a huge lot. Don't floor it. Know where the brake is, and kind of just like let her do her thing, and then we would, you know, do all kinds of different things. But she's been on the road a few times, actually, like, you know, driving up Main Street type thing, and it's time for her. You know, she turns 16 next week, so it's time to get the ball rolling with that. So
that's really stressful.
Yeah, you know. It's a little tough when your oldest is getting ready to turn 16 because all you think about the shit you was on when you was 16 and they not you. So it ain't really that bad. I got great kids, but it's tough to, you know, she's knocking on getting up out of here, and that sounds really weird. So yeah.
She's going to be driving a homecoming next year.
Oh, she trying to drive me off to work. She got plans. So she is not playing.
That's good, nah, man.
Good week.
All right, man. Let's jump into it, man. So many sports topics. I guess we can start with college football national championship game. Michigan beat the Washington Huskies. Ohio State's biggest rival is officially the national champions.
Yeah.
Can I do the round of applause?
No. Hell no.
No. Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
I was the only one to call it. I'm the one that said Michigan on the pod, man. That's all I'm saying.
That will be forever the case because I never pick them for nothing. Nah, I really thought Washington's offense was going to be a little more explosive. I didn't think that the defense of Michigan would, you know, put the clamps down on that type of offense as well. But I mean, you can't deny. They ran through some good teams this year. You know, Michigan played, you know, a hell of a season. So as much as I'm not a fan, it never will be. I'm happy for the Big Ten to get, you know, get some recognition.
Fuck them. and I always make this clear, especially on the sports show, like, you know, I am not a Big Ten fan. I'm an Ohio State fan. I could care less what Penn State does, Wisconsin, Michigan State. I don't care what they do. I care about the Buckeyes. And when it comes to college basketball, I'm not an ACC fan. I'm a Syracuse fan. I don't care what the conference does. I care about my squad. So, F Michigan, they cheated. They're national champions. Have fun. Mm-hmm. But still, F you.
Forever.
Forever, ever.
We're going to have to – Ohio State going to have to get it together, man. It's better to lose to the champions, though, right? Like, you want to be able to say, okay, yeah, we lost to them. They was the ones this year.
No, I don't
really
wanna...
you could beat them, or you could just beat them.
I was about to say, I don't really want to say I lost at nothing. Like, I don't want to – I don't want that participation trophy. Never. Yeah.
No consolation prizes, man. Never. And then in college football, that's when the shit really started. A couple days later, Alabama's head coach Nick Saban retired. 6 chips at Bama, 1 at LSU.
Man, the end of an era. That's – long as I've been watching college football, Nick Saban been a part of it. So, definitely weird in the sense of, you know, we're going to say some other names, but just how things are – you start to feel a certain way when you start, you know, watching people come and go. People, you know, start their career, retire their career. People start something and then leave something. You know, it's just like, damn, make you feel a little old. But I think Alabama will be fine. Alabama's a powerhouse. Coach, you know, Saban or not, they ain't gonna bring in nobody that's not a no name, I don't think. And if they do, it's gonna be, you know, somebody that's gonna build. So I think they'll be fine.
I don't know if I like how he just gonna leave when they not winning. You know, Greg Popovich done stood the test of time and chilled with the L's. Team. Hold the L's, man. Just because y'all losing, you gonna quit now?
The nigga's 72
years old. If they was winning, you think he would have retired?
Yeah, Coach K retired when they was winning.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been a few. Well, how long has it been since Alabama won the chip? It's been a few years.
But like, I want to say 4 years.
Yeah, man. Stick it out. I mean, nah, get some more money, man.
They were in the college football playoff. They were there to win it. Like, I just think that we can't put that on the coaches. Like, oh man, unless you win it, the season was a failure. Like, if you in it to the end, I mean, they were in the Final Four. You know, some people may say they shouldn't have been in the Final Four because they lost the game and other teams were undefeated. But nevertheless, they were in it and they were there in overtime. They were like 3 yards away from tying the game up. Like, it wasn't like they got blew out and got boat raced.
I want to see him win on top, man. Give it a couple more go rounds. Like you said, y'all in it.
Die on the field, old man.
Yeah.
He made $11 million. I just looked that up.
That's it?
That was it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This past season.
Yeah. Gotcha, gotcha.
That's bitcoins. Bitcoins.
And yeah, man, he had an 8-year contract for 93.6.
Money in the bank. They already hired Washington's head coach, Kalen DeBoer. So they was in the national championship game. So they went and got, you know what I'm saying, the coach already. So they ready to rock and roll. Like you said, Killer, like, I don't see a fall off happening right here. It's a little blip because of the transfer portal. Dudes don't want to leave, but he'll get in there. He'll show them the tape from Washington and show them that high power offense. I think they'll be perfectly fine.
Yeah, agreed.
And then the madness happened in the NFL. Mm. Mike Vrabel, former Ohio State Buckeye, former Pittsburgh Steeler, former New England Patriot, he gets fired. And then Pete Carroll gets fired from the Seahawks. But then the big one, the big fish, Bill Belichick officially retired from – well, he didn't retire. He just mutually parted ways.
He going to get that record.
Facts. So what was your takeaway on Belichick?
See, that's the one that I knew it wasn't a – because you talking about being 72. I think he right there in that same bracket But that's one I knew wasn't calling it quits just because he was 15 or so games away from the record, already got the chips. So he definitely gonna want to put his name on top of the list.
What like games won? He's about to hit the record for that.
Yeah, he needs like 15 more wins for all time record.
So he gonna be on the Jets or the Seahawks holding it down for 2 or 3 years to get those 15 and then be out of here.
Where you think he end up, Killer?
I think he'll end up with I'll call it a mid-major. Somebody that's, you know, somebody that's in the hunt, somebody that's growing, somebody that's wild card potential. You know, I don't think he's going to Carolina Panthers or nothing, but I think he'll go to a worthy team that can play, you know, that one or two pieces away from taking that next step. Clue where though.
I think it's gonna end up in one or two places. Depending on how the Cowboys season ends, if the Cowboys lose to Green Bay today at 4 o'clock, he's going to be the new head coach with the Cowboys. Not only he'll be able to get the record probably within 1 year, 1 or 2 years, he also might win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys have a good playoff run, I think he ends up with the Atlanta Falcons. Those are my two guesses.
So he's too old to be anywhere but the dome, huh? I see which inside weather only.
It was brick outside. It's brick outside right now.
Yes.
His old lambs dealing with that.
The blanket. I'm freezing.
Well, shoot, since we on the NFL, we had some playoff football yesterday. Yeah. Killer, what was your takeaways?
Man, I was very, very shocked to see the Browns get throttled by the Houston Texans. But
shit choked out of them.
It's making me and I'm struggling not to like be a fan of this dude, even though I am a fan of this guy. But I have my own team. But CJ Stroud got a fan in me, bro. This young man is having a hell of a rookie year. Just never too panicked, never too rushed. We'll take the hit for the team. We'll throw a dime. Was dropping dimes in the bucket. I mean, it was all around good showcase of a quarterback. And they put it on the Browns. Definitely a blowout game. I had a feeling that Browns would struggle a little, but I didn't see, you know, once those two pick sixes happened, bro, it was a wrap. It was a wrap.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you already know how I feel. Shout outs to CJ. I think they got the Ravens they got coming up?
We don't know yet. If the Steelers win, they go to the Ravens. If Buffalo wins, Texans go to the Ravens, yeah.
Okay. You already know how I feel, man. Black QBs, I'm trying to get it. There's a way we can get the all-black Super Bowl, like we can get Mahomes and Jackson. Are they on separate conferences? I try to see Mahomes versus Jackson in the Super Bowl. I'm getting a jersey, bro.
That cannot possible? Happen. That is no. They're both in the AFC. The okay, only way mind. You can get two black quarterbacks if Philly makes it, or if Dallas makes it, or if you got Houston, Ravens, Baltimore. And
Philly versus Baltimore.
Yes, that can happen.
All right, there we go.
In Kansas City.
That's what I'm putting my money on, Philly versus Baltimore.
I would not put my money on Philly if I were you.
Yeah.
Is Jalen hurt?
Nah.
He ain't feeling good? What's going on?
They ain't the Philly you thinking of right now. They're a little half step off. They're half step off right now.
Yeah, yeah. My biggest takeaway, and I got to be careful how I present this, there's a certain Browns fan that I'm married to that listens to the pod that I live with. And, you know, he might, you know, be in her feelings. But, yeah, man, I was highly disappointed in that game. I thought that was going to be the close game. I thought that game was going to go down to the wire. It did not. Mm-hmm. It did not go down to the wire. It was a complete and utter beatdown. I knew that the Texans were going to put up points. The Browns at home, very good on defense. On the road, they give up 30-plus points a game on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And last time that they played in Houston, CJ didn't play. He was hurt. So he was out there throwing dimes. And then, you know, they're losing at halftime, only down by three. Not a big deal. And another thing that I talked about, especially on the sports show, is like, look, man, Flacco's going to give you a chance. He's going to give you a chance to make a play on the ball on defense. And not only he throws passes that get taken back the other way. And he gave him two on back-to-back drives. The first one, boom. Then the second one, I was like, that's game. That is game. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing about it is I hit a parlay on that. So,
yeah, I definitely got me. I got the overs and unders right yesterday. I had over on the Houston Cleveland and under in the cold game with Kansas City and Miami. And I'm still alive for today. So, definitely got some bets going. But I was shocked to see the first half. They played a good first half.
First half was entertaining. You know,
back and forth. But once they went in and made them adjustments, it just seemed like Cleveland was stuck. And everybody trying to rely on Garrett and the defense to, you know, hold the way. Number six for them, balling.
JLK.
Yeah, balling. But it just, you know, Stroud looks like he is as the announcer said it too. All these players come from winning programs, so they ain't used to losing, and they don't know what that feel like for real. So, so it's nice to see them, you know, just take control. I think that Houston got both rookie of the years, so offense probably, and defense,
probably. And then we get the night game, the minus whatever 20 degrees, 30 degrees out there. I don't know what's wrong with them people out there sitting in Kansas City. Oh, but before we talk about the game, got to give a shout out to the plug. Because it was on Peacock, so shouts out to the plug.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, I mean, I was able to watch the game because of the plug. Were y'all able to watch the game?
Facts.
Oh, yeah. It ain't no problem. I don't care where the game at.
No, I definitely checked in. I went over to my boy's house, had some chicken wings and fries, and just I needed that kind of atmosphere, so... Went back and I'm off for 3 days. I don't have 3 days off hardly ever. So I was we got liquor. He got drunk. It was great.
It was great. Man, was it just me or was that game just cheeks?
Yeah, it was something about a team that lives in 80-degree weather coming to play in negative 25 that they only see twice a year or hardly ever, depending on where they went to college. So you know That's the thing, and it's been reported and fact checked that Tyreek don't do well in them cold games. Tyreek had 62 receiving yards, and they all came on one drive in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
that long bomb, the touchdown.
Exactly. It don't pan out. So something told me it was gonna be either low scoring or a Kansas City victory, but. I didn't see it being no shootout.
Yeah. I saw the weather report and almost downloaded DraftKings again because I knew it was going to be – I knew the Chiefs was going to win, man. They said, what, negative six, wind chill, almost negative 30. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Did y'all see the pictures of people's beer freezing?
Mm-mm.
I saw the Andy Reid mustache was frozen. It's fans out there with no shirts on at the same time, though, bro. Niggas is crazy.
No, not niggas.
No. Not the niggas.
Not the naysayers, bro. Now we got two more games today. We got the Packers at the Cowboys at 4:30. Then the Rams at the Lions tonight at 8 o'clock. Who y'all got?
I got – this is not going to be a popular opinion, but I got Green Bay. And I got the Ravens.
Ravens don't play. I said the Rams and the Lions.
I thought the Ravens play tonight.
They got the bye week.
You're right. They are the one seed. So give me the Lions and give me Lions and the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going with the Lions and the Cowboys.
Just a heads up, Dizzle. Packers also have a black quarterback.
Jordan Love?
Yeah.
I like the matchup. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. It's beautiful. It's all the black QBs in the league is just beautiful, man. You know, there was a time where it was a big deal when, what's his name, McNabb was in the Super Bowl or some shit. Like, I like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, imagine what it was like back in the 80s. Williams, man. Yeah, man. They just be wilding, man. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys, and I'm going to go with the Lions in this game. I think the Cowboys pull away, kind of like how the Texans pulled away from the Browns. And then I got a shootout going down tonight on Sunday Night Football for sure with the Rams and the Lions. I think that's going to be an epic shootout type of game.
I see your team tried to get TJ another day.
Nah, he not playing. He not playing. I wish he was playing. With that, you know, big snowstorm and wind gust, the Steelers were supposed to play today at 1 o'clock, but that game got pushed back to Monday at 4:30. So not only we got two games today, we got two more games on Monday. And I told people this is about to be the norm. Whenever there's a situation where the NFL can spotlight games and make more money, they're just going to do this. They're going to have wild card weekend, two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday, two games on Monday, and we just going to eat it up. So with that being said, Steelers at Bills, Monday, 4:30. We know Killer got the Bills. So who you got, Dizzle?
Definitely the Bills, man.
Okay, we got a lot of hate going on today. We got a lot of hate going on today. That's what's up.
Shouldn't even be there, bro. This is a success in itself.
Shouldn't be there. What you talk about? We won. We won the games.
Shout outs to y'all, bro. Shout outs to the coach. What's his name? Omar. Shout outs to Omar.
Coach Tomlin.
Coach Epps.
It's a cold world, boy. You could be 9-8 and win a division, or 9-8 and be on the couch.
Or 10-7 in the playoffs.
Shout outs to them. I'm going for the Bills, man. Are y'all They moved the game for the snowstorm, which happens, I feel like, every year. They have a huge storm during the playoffs. Would y'all be out there $20 an hour shoveling the snow?
Man, hell no. Them niggas need to be paying like $60 an hour plus game tickets. Like, this is a $1 billion organization. Y'all giving niggas $20 an hour? It's people out here that make $20 an hour flipping burgers.
I'll definitely be the dude hiding, taking multiple bathroom breaks, but I'll be there. I'll be there.
It's a free food.
I had a connect to set up for a WWE wrestling event at the Nutter Center, and it was kind of like, if you come, we'll pay you by the hour. But the work they was having people do was like real work. So I found a cord to run from the inside all the way out to the semi. That took me about an hour, which should have took me like 10 minutes, but I was not trying to get out there and get that slave work going, because they was grinding. So they definitely put you to work.
With that being said, obviously I'm rooting for the Steelers, but I think the Bills are going to win. If TJ Watt was playing, I would pick the Steelers, because he just has a knack for making impact plays when our team needs us the most. I really hope the weather's shitty too, so gives us even better chance of neutralizing the Bills' passing attack. But I think it's gonna be a good game, because like people look at the Bills and they look at Josh Allen like, oh man, Josh Allen this, Josh Allen that. With all that being said, they only won one more game than the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, so we're gonna be in the fight for sure. And then we got the nightcap. We got the Eagles versus the Buccaneers, 8:15 Monday night.
Eagles.
Upset. Bucks.
I agree. Upset. I got the Bucks in this game. Everything has been going on with Philly behind the scenes.
What's been going on?
I'm going to need you to start watching SportsCenter, sir.
I thought they was it. I thought they was balling. Weren't they in the Super Bowl last year?
That was last year. They were 10-1. And they ended the season, 11-6?
Gotcha.
Yeah. And Jalen Hurts got a dislocated finger on his throwing hand. A.J. Brown's not playing. Their defense is completely trash. I think Baker Mayfield knows wide receivers about to have a field day.
And they got the wrong Kelsey, and Taylor ain't going to be there. So it's looking bad for the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not feeling what's going on with the Eagles. Speaking of Kelsey, I don't know how this got reported from Page Six, but Travis Kelsey and Taylor Swift are reportedly getting engaged this summer. Like, I didn't know that you could have an announcement about your engagement that's like 6 months away. That's weird,
they,
right?
Y'all been dating 6 weeks. Too soon. Y'all got too much money to dive in that fast. Too soon. Too soon.
Not too soon for Trav. She got way more money than him.
Yeah, Trav gonna be retired in 3 years. Watch.
Get that bag, Trav.
He gonna be retired.
Oh man, Dizzle, what's popping in the association, man? What's popping? What's going on in hoops?
Clippers is balling. I don't know if I told y'all, but Paul George has been officially off my hate list. You know,
this is breaking news
because he got dunked on.
He did get dunked on. Clippers is looking good, man. Do y'all believe or trust in the Clippers? They, what was it, 17 out of their last 20 they've won?
Yeah,
I'm not clapping for the Clippers because I'm not a James Harden dude. I'm clapping for you to telling everybody to calm down. You were the main relax. It's early. Since they moved Russ to the bench, he's been balling. Obviously, everybody else has been balling. And I think the biggest part is, you know, healthy. You know, mm-hmm. Kawhi's been playing a lot of basketball. I think that Coach Lou got to kind of figure it out how to stagger the guys and keep everybody happy. They've been playing some good basketball.
And I remember we said beginning of the season that the Clippers looked amazing on paper. And now it's starting to show that roster is playing very well together. So.
Mm-hmm. With that believe, what do you mean by believe? Believe in what?
Believe that they, as good as they're playing now, can play just as good, if not better, in the playoffs. I ain't saying they're going to win the chip, but they're not going to have a blunder. The typical James Harden blunder. Do you believe that he can have a good playoff?
The team could have a good playoff. James Harden has shown he is not a good playoff performer consistently. Mm-hmm. They better hope they better not go up against Luka, because Luka own him. Luka they daddy.
Yeah. And them hezzies be pissing him off. It don't be nothing but hezzies. You know, just be pissing him off.
What else we got? Ja Morant undergoing season-ending surgery. Mm-hmm. Grizzlies is donezo for this year. I think this was the best time to just get whatever surgery he needed out the way.
It sucks, man. And he came back balling. Hitting game winners, yamming on folk, yammed on Wimby. I forget their record with him playing. I think they had won like 5 or 7 with him playing. And then, you know, starting to get that momentum, having that energy back in the building, having them believe. But now he got the shoulder situation. Now he out, and that's all she wrote.
Yeah. Definitely, Memphis is falling apart. They got a few players that's out for a little bit. They got Luke Kennard stepping in. You know, that ain't the starter you want to have right now. So, they a little beat up. They a little beat up.
Yeah, I saw Marcus Smart out too. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see how he was out?
No, I didn't.
So he shot a 3, and then in celebration of the 3, doing some shit, dislocated his finger. And he out to like late March. Something with his hand. He fucked his hand up celebrating
the 3 to the dome or something.
I didn't see the celebration. Whatever he did, I didn't see the celebration. Wow. That's what I read, is that during the celebration, he like broke his finger or did something to his hand to where he got like damaged for real.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, they had some freak accidents and just some weird shit going on. So
what else happened in Draymond Green? Finally speaks out. He still ain't played a game yet, so still waiting on his return. But he speaks out and says that it was starting to get too much. He was speaking with Adam Silver and said he was about to retire. Would y'all say that's cap? Or was he really about to hang him up?
How many people you know in school got in trouble and then try to play the victim? I'm dealing with that right now this week. I had an incident with my child that I won't put on blast, but it's a high school thing. And the person, once he got in trouble, tried to spin it like, oh, I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to the other girl. Well, you should have said it regardless. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same type of concept. Like you get in trouble over and over again and everybody on your back. And now the world against you. You like, you know, I'm the victim. I'm the one that's hurt and abused here. It's all beginning. Nah. Keep that same energy, Draymond.
Exactly. I mean, not to go over basically the same things I was saying last week or to regurgitate what Killer just said. You want people to feel sorry for you because you can't control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. That's what it is.
You a Draymond supporter, Dizzle. How you feel?
No, it's cap. It's cap. I will agree with him and say it was getting too much. Folks coming out talking about he need help. Like, he ain't really do too much in the real life. In real life, like, what are we talking about here? It's niggas that fight every day in hockey. Niggas be fighting every day in baseball. They ain't going to get help. So let's tone it down a bit. Let's tone it down, man. What else going on? We want to talk about Carmelo? This is some hate. Carmelo hating on RJ Barrett for what reason?
Let's talk about it.
With the Melo sweater on, definitely we talking about it.
Melo got a new podcast. He comes out and says RJ Barrett, he's just a bland player. That's not a shot. That's not disrespect. Calls him bland. He said he don't know if he dropping 26 or if he dropping 4. Mm. That's hate.
How's that hate? Have we ever come on this podcast and talked about RJ Barrett ever, positively or negatively?
No.
That's why he's a bland player.
That's why that's hate, bro.
How is that hate? That's factual.
There's no reason for RJ Barrett to be on the topic list, bro. Why are y'all talking about RJ Barrett?
It's Carmelo Anthony. It's what's old boy?
Mero. Yeah,
Mero. Mero. So it was a New York Knicks question.
Okay.
Barrett got traded to his hometown of the Toronto Raptors. They got OG back, and they were talking about him, and it came up. He is a bland player. He's not a guy that we talk about. He's I won't say he's just a guy in the league. He's more than that, but like,
just, that's hate, bro.
How is that hate?
You know what?
How is it hate?
That's hate, bro.
How? Look, answer my hate. Question.
That's hate, bro. That's just like I be hating on the Devin Booker, who I know is good. But that's just hate. Like, you talking down on him just because, saying you don't know if he's going to get 26 or 4 points.
That's factual.
That's, you know what? And it is factual because I think the next game he dropped 4 points. So it's factual, but it's still hate, bro. You can't call it a bland. You can't call him bland and think it ain't negative.
Correct. What you and I do about Devin Booker is hate. It's hate for sure. I admit it. It's pure hate. I'm just hating. We know how good Devin Booker is. We know he's legit. We're hating. We're poking fun at the same time. I think what Melo said about Barrett is 100% accurate. Like, he's gonna be a guy like Andrew Wiggins. Like, that's his max level of a player. Like, nobody cares about Andrew Wiggins. Like, he's all right. Like, okay, he on my team. Maybe he'll give me 18 tonight. Maybe he'll give me 35 tonight. We have no idea. Like, it's a whole bunch of dudes in the league like that.
I just Googled this, and I'm going to have to agree that he can call him bland. So,
outvoted again.
RJ Barrett, I know the career times is different in how many years they've played. But RJ Barrett has had 19 career 30-point games. Melo had 272. So from a score like that, that's gonna look bland in his eyes.
What are you at? I'm about to pull up his stats, man. I gotta defend RJ Barrett today.
Career high 46. Melo has 50 point games 4 times. Melo could call RJ Barrett bland, but just Melo.
He's still young. He's 23.
That's all I said. You know what I'm
saying? He averaged 18 this year. He all right. He a role player. He ain't the main guy. He like the third option. Average of 18. Like,
y'all related. Right. You and RJ Barrett related. Cause I ain't never seen you defend somebody like this ever.
Cause RJ Barrett ain't bothering nobody. That's why. He ain't talking trash. He ain't in the media. That's why I'm like, why are they even talking about RJ Barrett? He's on nobody's topic list. That's why I think it's hate. It's random.
Did he get traded?
Did he get traded? Yeah. That's hate, bro. He's 23 years old, average of 18. That's decent. Shout out to RJ Barrett, bro. Let me get the round of applause, bro. That's a 23-year-old doing his thing. Come on, man. Shout out to RJ.
I don't know. What pick was RJ Barrett?
I think RJ was probably right like third or fourth.
That's what I'm saying. He's a top pick. I'm gonna need a little more.
It was Zion went one. I want to say Ja went two.
Let's see if you're right. RJ Barrett draft class. He was the third overall pick.
Getting all that in 18 from the third overall pick.
No trouble. Available. No baby mama drama on social media. No guns.
Yeah. But they're giving you wild little factor. Them dudes give you wild factor.
They filling seats.
Yeah, ain't nobody coming out to pay no big tickets to see RJ Barrett. Not even in Toronto.
That's the game you bought for Detroit because it was low.
Okay, coming up too. Hell yeah.
Oh man. Before we move on, man, we gotta talk about what's going on with one Tiger Woods. Killer, what's popping with Tiger Woods?
Man, Tiger Woods splits with Nike, ending a 27-year partnership.
Wow.
Right up there. Nike Golf wouldn't exist without Tiger Woods. Right up there with the Jordan of, you know, longevity with the company. Definitely, you know, changed the landscape of golf. It's weird to, you know, I remember, you know, the Tiger Woods commercials with the little man and like and the push that they did for Tiger and Nike really helped, you know, worldwide the game of golf even more. It really brought a lot of other races and people to a sport that was predominantly a white thing. So yeah, it's weird to see like another one of those I'm getting old moments where I was watched all 27 of those years. So that's about when I started golf, was about 13, 14 years old. So all that was, you know, was just starting. So sad, but knew it was coming too. Tiger getting old, they ain't paying them contracts. At one point, I can remember he was getting so much money just from Nike that he was flying his entire bedroom set to every golf tournament and had to staff to set up his bed. He would break down the bed, bring it with him, and set it up in the Airbnb they got for the week.
Wow.
Like he was making a lot of money with Nike.
So what's he going to do? What's he going to do now? I'm assuming the Tiger Woods brand, like his logo and shit, wasn't that all Nike?
I mean, I think it was Tiger Woods in partnership with Nike, but I think the TW will be, it just won't be, it won't have that swoosh with it no more.
Yeah, gotcha. Coming out like with his own merch and his own like clothing line or whatever. I honestly think like him coming out with his own clothing line and stuff is like maybe a decade too late.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think like he's moving the needle for, you know what I'm saying, people that never play golf to play golf anymore, because he's not Tiger Woods anymore. You know what I'm saying? He's still Tiger Woods, but he moves the needle for people that are already invested in golf. He's not moving the needle for people that don't play golf.
Right.
So, been a couple years too late.
Yeah.
Man, Dizzle, is this really a movie, this thing with 21 Savage? Is this really a movie, or is this just like promo for the album?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I haven't checked out the album yet, but I believe it's a feature. I believe it's a movie. He got the dude from Stranger Things. What's his name? Do y'all know his name?
Caleb McLaughlin.
Caleb, yep. And then he got, which I thought was funny, he got Donald Glover playing like his older self. And it just looks like a parody, because you already know Atlanta is just a parody of shit. It looks like one of those skits. But yeah, the music sounds good. I don't know if there's an actual movie coming with it, though. Did y'all check it out?
To the album?
Nah, I haven't. I have not checked it out yet. I've listened to a few songs, but not a full sit down. So
I gave it a once over. It's a couple joints that's definitely playlist worthy for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've heard it's solid.
Shouts out to Jack Harlow. He coming for Drizzy Drake Records. So it's 4 years in a row that he's had a number one song on the chart. Shouts out to Jack Harlow.
I don't like no whips and chains. I'm vanilla, baby.
Uh-oh. Dizzle, go ahead.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
I can see the salt. Bro. I can see the salt.
He cool. I ain't got no hate. He cool.
Yeah, industry plant.
He ain't bland out here.
He got the hits. I can't lie, and I don't want to hate. So I'm not gonna hate.
Oh man, that's hilarious, man. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee announces the Elvis Act, ensuring likeness, voice, and imaging security. So basically, it's preventing the AI, the use of AI with, you know, Elvis Presley, Drake, and those type of people, for other people to use their voices with AI technology to make money off of it. Y'all here for this?
Hell yeah. The arts never get protected from nothing, it seems like. So for them to be, you know, at least on the creative side of things, I ain't got to worry about, you know, did Mariah Carey really write that they put her, you know, like, you know, is it really, because they was getting out of hand with some of these AIs and the reels I was seeing where, you know, you would have, you know, just the example of Taylor Swift's face, but Beyonce's voice, you know what I'm saying? And it was getting crazy. So I'm happy that the arts at least got a little protection from that, because, you know, that's one thing that's really sacred to people is their arts.
Yeah. I agree 1,000%. And then it was getting to the point where I don't know what's real and what's fake. You know, on Twitter, mm-hmm. you unreleased leak, and you click on it, some shit just created by the AI. And some of them joints was fire. Yeah. It's a Drake and the Weeknd song. I know got millions of views on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Shit sound real. Shit sound good. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they definitely need some protections in place. Yeah. And the shit advancing so quick, like songs from last year sounded a little choppy. Shit now it's smooth. You can't tell the difference damn near.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The technology is really, you know, I look at it from the DJ world. And when I bought that new controller, the stems was like the thing of the future that's coming now, where when I bought that, I can now play any song a cappella, any song instrumental. So it just opened up the world for me to be able to blend. But I got an email from Tidal. Tidal like, nah, y'all can't manipulate the songs on our platform. We gonna present these songs how they were presented to us. So they don't want to give the freedom of, you can take a streaming service like Tidal. I use that for my request. So if I don't have a song, I can still go play it, but I might not be able to get busy like I want to, because they don't want you manipulating these other people's music. You know, like that. So
it's big, man. Yeah. I mean, it's growing. He's talking about like all those things on social media. Like I've heard, like you said, with the Taylor Swift face and Beyonce voice, I've heard Tupac lyrics with Biggie's voice. Like mm-hmm. it's just so weird.
Yeah,
it's just weird times that we're living in, man. 50 Fact. Cent.
I was saying Luther Vandross by singing by Patrick Starr, the SpongeBob remixes.
Wild, man, wild. People got a lot of time on their hands. 50 Cent said he ain't getting it in 2024. Views sex as a distraction. Says he's focused in 2024.
Here come the crazy IG reels. Nah, that's cap. That's cap.
Don't believe it
at all. What you work out, have all the muscles for, and then you know you you're doing all this work for in your life just to be not getting no cheeks. That's the highlight of the day sometimes.
A whole year? Can't get down like that, bro. Can't get down like that.
After fucking for the last 20?
All right, you just gonna stop cold turkey? Right. Come on, we not buying that, fifth. At all. Last one for at least for me, on the quick hitters before we slide up out of here, man. What's your New Year's resolution updates, man? How things been going?
They're going. My biggest resolution was DoorDashing, man. Shit, we got to slow down. But We do our dash maybe once a week, so it's going.
How much were you doing before?
At least three. Being an adult is crazy because you got to figure out what you got to eat every meal. Like, somebody got to cook, somebody got to do dishes, or we spending money.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, that having a family of five, if I say, hey, y'all want some Taco Bell and I don't feel like going because it's 2 degrees outside, and they put everything in the DoorDash cart and that shit say $65, it's like, I'm going to Taco Bell. I'm not about to do that. So that was a lesson learned on our end of, you know, it's cool to DoorDash for me and one kid when the other two and the wife is gone, but all five of us is a little pricey on the DoorDash. So for me, man, I was just trying to, you know, take on this ownership and do better. We definitely are putting together some plans for after Valentine's Day of some events that we want to have. We actually are been in the works with a location to, once we have our couple in-house edible ones, we're going to have a big one somewhere else. So found out some info about that. So yeah, I'm just trying to step into this role of ownership and I know somebody want to see me fail, and that's the push to keep going.
So. You got this, bro. Like I said before, man, on the pod, like, I'm not big into New Year's resolutions, but the one thing I wanted to try to do was to watch 52 movies this year. So basically one a week. I am officially three movies deep. I watch Kevin Hart's new movie, Lift, which is on Netflix, Mid, Gran Turismo, about the video game, and kind of based on a true story. It was aight. And another movie that I can't remember the name of. So I have not watched a banger this year.
You heard of The Iron Claw? I think I might check out The Iron Claw. It's like a wrestling movie.
Yeah, I heard of it. A wrestling movie. Yeah. With Zac Efron. Yeah, I definitely want to see that. So one movie a week. I'm ahead of the game.
You got to watch Howard the Duck.
Seen that back in 82.
Damn. Thought you might not.
What's your rule on picking the movies? Is any, no categories, or just is just random something you see you look interesting?
Basically. And documentaries do count.
Oh, well then you gotta watch the one on what's the dude, the Chinese dude that was hitting the lick. Fuck. His name was John Lo. I just watched it on Netflix. Let me find it. It's good. It's this dude took a company, I think it was IMDb or something, and he got these motherfuckers for like $5 billion, and he was having parties where he hired Britney Spears. He paid her $1 million to hop out of a cake and was paying celebrities to come. And like, it's a nice little story of this dude who took this Malaysia company and just took all their money.
Word. Yeah. Add it to the list now.
We gotta find a man.
So I should have asked this last week with Mark Gregory on, but I want to ask y'all, who else do y'all think got a man unit? We know Steve Harvey was wearing one. Who else is on the radar for wearing a man unit?
I'm going to say Kevin Hart. I don't think that shit. I met Kevin Hart in Soul Plane era. That shit was thinning out. Now that shit crispy as hell. Beard and all. He couldn't grow no beard. Now he got a beard. He got the hairline. Go look at some old Kevin Hart. He got some patchy beard photos. We're trying to grow a beard. And nah, man. I think Kevin Hart got the whole setup.
Wow.
What's the country they be going to?
It's
the get the implants for the lowly, for the low low.
Shit. I'ma say Will Smith. I'm gonna say Will Smith.
I'm trying to think, man. I saw this footage, and I don't know if it's new footage of him getting like the extensions, but AJ from 106 and Park, the dreads was, I don't think the dreads was real, bro. That was just a little hat he put on.
Really?
I can show you the video. I don't know if it's because I think he did like shit with ET, like Entertainment Tonight. And I don't know if they was putting on the wig for that or if that was like some old footage. But yeah, man, we've been lied to.
Send me the link.
Also, one last thing about the docs. Bill Russell got one called Legend on Netflix.
Yeah. I watched part of it, man. These boy, the stuff that he had to deal with from the Boston folk. Crazy. Well, shoot, there it is. Another episode of You Can't Make This Up podcast. Kev Nash.
DJ Killer Kev.
Hey, Dizzle.
Go Steelers.
Good luck.
I had to turn the camera off. We don't do ghost.
Oh, don't be like that. Don't be like that.
Y'all have a good week, fellas.
Peace.